morning and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. I appreciate you tuning in today. I appreciate you taking the time to listen and learn and contribute, hopefully. I want to thank Phil Pozderek for another fascinating morning, and I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening to this broadcast to tune in to Phil's show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., and if you missed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the archives. It's $1.33 a month at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and go back and grab today's show from Phil. I was only able to listen to about half of it intently. I was preparing for my show, but he really laid out some excellent, in layman's terms, history of our corporatocracy, is what I like to call it, here in America, going all the way back to the Magna Carta today, in I think, very digestible terms. And then in the second half of his show, he had L.B. Bork on his show, the author of the Red Amendment, which is this excellent, it's about the 14th Amendment, it's an excellent book. I encourage everybody to go buy it. Just go search engine it out there. It's an excellent primer on the 14th Amendment and the fraud that has been perpetuated upon America. Try and say that 10 times real fast. So thank you for tuning in today. CommonSenseRevisited.com is a website that I encourage you to also take a look at. That is the namesake of this show, Common Sense Revisited. It's the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, Common Sense, the seminal pamphlet that motivated the small percentage of Americans to get up off their knees, is how I'm using the word these days, because that's what it really comes down to, folks. Our so-called elected representatives in Congress are on their knees. We're on our knees. We need to get up off our knees and stand up. I keep telling my friends that we need to create some bumper stickers that say "Stand up or bend over." You know, I'm tired of this lackadaisical nature. There's nothing but evidence in front of us. There's nothing but information available to us to show that we are, in fact, slaves to a corporation in multiple ways. And if you're not willing to seek remedy, if you're not willing to stand up, then you're part of the problem. I had my dentist the other day starting in on me about, you know, the governor's election and you know, how we had to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I just said, you know what, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You are part of the problem. And so start pointing out to people they are part of the problem. If they just continue to go with the status quo, being led down this merry path. I'm going to put another, I've got several things I want to talk about today. We're going to talk about TSA. We're going to talk about, hopefully we're going to get to some discussion about the Republic, the United States of America, and their big meeting in Utah last week. There's a lot of stuff on the plate. I'm not sure I'll get to it all. I encourage you to go to thirdrailblog.com, thirdrailblog.com. That's thirdrail blog.com. That's my personal blog. You can go there. The show notes for today's episode are there that have some of the clips of the stuff I'll be playing, some links to some of the things we're talking about. I need to put a link there. I just grabbed this hardback book I just got in the mail the other day. Clyde Cleveland, who started this radio show, Common Sense Revisited, at the invitation of Mr. Statmiller. He suggested this book, American Insurgents, American Patriots, The Revolution of the People, by T.H. Breen. That's spelled B as in boy, R-E-E-N, T.H. Breen. American Insurgents, American Patriots. And it's a survey of colonial society back in the 1800s and so forth. But the premise of the book, and I'll try and sum it up quickly here before the break, is that the Founding Fathers who signed the Declaration, who convened Continental Congress, who eventually moved forward with the Constitution, wouldn't have done so if the people themselves weren't doing their own resistance in their own communities locally with committees of safety and so forth. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and how that applies to us today after we return. Stay tuned. Stay with us after the break. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I encourage you to phone in if you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about today. And I also encourage you to stay tuned for Michael McKay at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, Radio Free Market. And he has a show today, which I believe is about the moral justification for capitalism, I think is the theme of his piece today. So I'll read you more about that towards the end. So the number is 800-313-9443. And I'm going to go off script here because I thought I knew what I was going to do. But, you know, I want to jump into what we need to be thinking about in our own communities. Just last week at my place of business in downtown Davenport, Iowa, where I live and work, we had a big, huge landscaping paver, about 20 pounds, brick, thrown through a plate glass window where we work in downtown, 6:15 in the evening. I had two employees still at my office. Turns out that this young man who was 24 years old went on a spree of damage to buildings in our downtown and cars for about an hour, hour and a half, till they caught him, finally arrested him, and he destroyed, you know, over $10,000 worth of glass and, you know, downtown bank building, you know, office buildings, on and on. And he's now sitting in the county jail, and he's going to be, you know, arraigned and so forth. I confirmed in our county that we haven't convened a grand jury in over 20 years in our county. So, granted, this guy is more than likely guilty. I mean, I didn't see him personally do it, but there's lots of evidence, I think, that's going to, you know, prove that he did these things. But we haven't convened a grand jury for 20 years in our county. So all of these different things that are being brought to bear and people are being brought into this sausage factory of a court system without even having a grand jury say, yes, the evidence has merit. That's been happening left to right. I'm going to use this guy as, you know, this relatively minor, if you want to call it that. It's not murder, but, you know, this vandal as an example. And what is why aren't we convening a citizen's grand jury? I use these terms loosely, citizen, so please don't get upset with my use of the word citizen on this you know, broadcast. Why aren't we, if we were to convene a let's use the term common law jury, grand jury, to look at the evidence of this guy's actions, will there be remedy within a common law jury, or will there be remedy within the current existing corporate, you know, system that he's in, the de facto, some people call it? What's going to happen with this guy, he's going to go through the system. He's either going to he's not going to be able to pay back any of the damages he did. That's for certain. You know, there's no way. He's going to maybe get off, get out, you know, end up leading another, you know, a life of more crime that will just escalate until he, you know, does something really bad, like hurting somebody. Or he's going to go in the system, go in jail and spend some time and get even more training in the system on how he can be a more effective criminal, if you will. That's the current, you know, model we have versus what the folks who propose assemblies, who propose grand jury assemblies, who propose common law courts like they're doing in Alaska with Schaefer Cox and so forth. That model is bring this young man before a jury of his peers and bring some kind of redemption to play here. And by redemption, I mean, here's the evidence. We see that, and the guy might even, in fact, confess, yes, I did this. I was pissed. I was, whatever the problem was, he did this. But redemption, by redemption, I mean, let's put this guy to work. Your punishment, young man, is that you're going to have to shovel snow in front of all these 10 buildings that you ruined the glass for 2 years, for the next two winters. Now, what's to keep this guy from saying, I don't care about that. You can't. You have no sway over me. It's called, if he doesn't do that, then he is an outlier. He is outside of the law. In other words, if you don't step up and take care of what you ruined and make good on your own transgression of your fellow man, then when somebody comes and transgresses you in the future, you're not going to have our protection. They can go ahead and just abuse you, they being including the de facto out there. This is the type of where we have to start taking care of our own, folks. In our own community, you've got to start getting involved. And I'm not claiming I have the silver bullet. I'm not claiming I have done this yet, but I've been investigating it. I've been in several meetings with folks, and I think that it is time that we step up. And it's the biggest indication that it's time to step up, in my opinion, that people might grab onto, is what's happening with the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. Many of you are listening probably are aware of this, but some of you may not be, and some of you may be traveling this coming Thanksgiving holiday. And their newest screening procedures include putting you through potentially dangerous X-ray machines. The jury is still out, you know, pun intended there, that these machines are safe. There's many doctors and professors who have said, no, these machines are not safe. These X-ray machines that take naked pictures of you and so forth. And if you opt out of that, then you're subjected to a humiliating, aggressive pat-down. And I have a clip here that we're going to play here in a second. At Third Rail Blog, you can find those clips that I'm talking about. And I kind of messed up my producer, and I apologize. You know, I wrote a column on our newspaper website, too, called TSA, Common Sense, Follow the Money, and More. And essentially, Americans have been too complacent and too unengaged in recognizing their rights are eroding at an unprecedented pace right before our very eyes. We've been so dumbed down that we've lost sight of plain old common sense. Why would we allow ourselves and our private property to be subjected to violations just because it is a government agency? If you or I groped a person like TSA is doing in dozens of airports nationwide, we would be arrested and ostracized from society. And on top of that, how gullible have we, the taxpayer slaves, become? The former head of TSA, this is Michael Chertoff, is now the one peddling the X-ray equipment to the very agency he used to run. I mean, forget the violation of your rights for a minute. Just how gullible have we become that the former head of the agency is the one that's selling the equipment that they're putting in the airports? I mean, the conflicts of interest are just so over the top. It is debilitating, actually. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to get this clip here real quick to my producer. I apologize for jumping around on you there. This is I just Skyped it to him. It's about a 7-minute clip, and hopefully while I'm talking about it, sitting up, he can prepare for that. It's a gentleman out of Lubbock, Texas, named James Loomis, and he is the airport administrator, and he's visiting his city council. Now, this clip I'm playing is actually from a podcast that I listened to. It's called No Agenda Show, noagendashow.com. It's Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. They are media deconstructionists, media assassins, if you will. They have two-hour podcasts a week, Thursdays and Sundays, noagendashow.com. I highly recommend checking it out. It's an excellent resource. And they're the ones who uncovered this audio clip of this guy at the Lubbock City Council in Texas. And they do some analysis of it as well. It's about 7 minutes long, and I'm hopeful that we have enough time left to play this and that our producer is ready to roll with this. This guy does an excellent job, a very measured, calm approach. And keep in mind, this is the guy who is actually the administrator of the airport in Lubbock, and he's had enough of this. We'll go ahead and start the clip, and we're going to have a commercial break in the middle of the clip, and we'll come back and finish it up. Go ahead. In the
morning. Let me play a clip from the director of aviation of Lubbock, Texas. This is the council meeting. The mayor was not available, but this guy stands up, and he actually, says exactly the way it is, and he says that there are more like him, more directors of aviation. Not exactly sure what that means within a town council concept, but at least he's speaking up, and at least this type of information is getting out
there. And the first item on the city council will come to order, and the first item on is citizens' comments, and Mr. James Loomis, would you come forward, please?
Here he is.
We'll give you 3 minutes.
I will. My name is James Loomis. I live at 5808 88th Street here in Lubbock. I'm a citizen. I'm also your director of aviation, and I come in both capacities today because there's something happening at airports around the nation that I don't personally agree with, and other people in my position around the nation don't agree with either. An airport's a public-private partnership.
Which, by the way, is a really good point about airports being local, private-public partnerships. It's not like government property, per se. You with me?
Yeah, keep playing.
Okay.
Typically local entities own and operate airports. We also have the Transportation Security Administration and the FAA as our other public entities, primary public entities. Last week, the Transportation Security Administration initiated enhanced screening techniques at airports around the nation.
And by the way, we're still awaiting the manual, which has not been published by the TSA, but we do have a number of clues as to what is in it. And this guy drops a couple of them, and I have a couple more from some of our producers.
If you go through the magnetometer and you set it off, you'll be secondarily screened. And you get multiple chances to go through, but if you continue to set it off, you will. If you're dressed a certain way, you'll be screened. And there are other things also that will cause you to be patted down. Now, patted down is a term that confuses me.
Yeah, I really liked this when he said this, and a light bulb went off in my head. Yeah, it's like they're calling it a pat down, which is doublespeak.
Right, it's also a police term.
Yeah, it's not true. You're not getting patted down. You're getting groped. This is a search. It's a body search, is what it is. It's one step before the cavity search. But it's a nice doublespeak to say just a pat down. Don't we just pat you? Just pat you on the head, good little slave. Little pat down there.
Now this if you caused things to happen in the past, you would get the wand.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Still Saturday, November 20th, 2010. I'm still your host, Todd McGreevy, for the rest of the segment here up until 1 o'clock. And the producer's been very patient with me. We're going to jump in this clip because this gentleman from Lubbock, Texas, the airport director, he gets to some details here and what his call to action is with his city council. And if we could jump ahead to the 4-minute, 30-second segment, I think it'll save some time here. The folks at No Agenda have a lot of commentary, which is, I think, useful and entertaining at the same time. But I'm going to go ahead, please. Thank you.
Not law enforcement officers.
They are not law enforcement officers. And the Fourth Amendment, I studied it last night, and I'm not a scholar, but there's no reason to be touched by anybody. There's no probable cause just because you bought an airline ticket.
Another good one. And I believe he's right. Probable cause, which is the way it works in the United States of Gitmo Nation, you cannot be searched unless there is probable cause. And just because you bought an airline ticket and you want to get on the plane doesn't mean that, we have enough right to search you by some douchebag, some douche with a GED. And I don't have much more than a high school diploma, but excuse me. There's no qualification here.
This is happening nationwide. And when I found out about it, I called both senators' offices and Congressman Neugebauer's office. It went into effect last Friday. And one of the senators, the legislative aide, said, if I don't know about it, The senator doesn't know about it. And he
what do you think about that? The senator,
that's funny.
The senator doesn't know about it?
You're kidding.
Yeah, he
didn't know about this thing coming into effect.
He didn't know about it. What are these guys doing? They don't read. They don't read anything. They don't listen.
They don't go. They don't watch TV. They don't read a newspaper. They don't know crap. Is that what the guy's saying?
Yeah, essentially, he didn't know about it. Because there's no memo came.
It's just
through.
Wrong. I implore you to contact our highest elected officials and protest this action on behalf of the Transportation Security Administration. Wrong is never right, and it galls me that we live in a nation now where we can't use enhanced interrogation techniques on people we know are trying to do harm to us.
Yeah, so he makes a good point here. And by the way, the distortion is not me. That's the recording at the county meeting. He makes a good point. He says, you know, we can't use, although we do, but we can't by law use enhanced interrogation techniques, i.e. torture terrorists, who, or at least we people that who work for the CIA who are getting paid to act as a terrorist. So we can't do that. We have this huge discussion about it, but no one's talking about the fact that we're just groping citizens as if it's the normal. It's okay. That's a good point there.
Yet, we can presume that every citizen who flies through, who flies and goes through a checkpoint at an airport is doing something they shouldn't do.
Now, here's the best part. Here's the amazing part at the end of the meeting. Here's what happens.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Loomis.
Can I ask him a question since he signed up?
No.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
Can I ask? That's another councilwoman. Can I ask him a question? No. No, you can't. No, I'm sorry. Shut up.
Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
So that was a segment from No Agenda Show with the clip of the James Loomis, the airport administrator from Lubbock, Texas, imploring his city council in a local town in Texas to reach out to their state representatives and federal officials to put a stop to the over-the-top overreach of TSA. And again, I know that a lot of you listen to this, you know, this is, what do you expect? You're dealing with the de facto, you're dealing with the criminal corporation, and I concur with you 100%. But I think it's instructive, A, to know about what's going on in our airports. In the larger markets, there's like 60 markets that are using these x-ray machines that are not healthy at all. And B, if you opt out of these machines, then you're going to get an aggressive pat-down, which is just over the top. Now, imagine if you could turn around and bring either a de facto lawsuit or a common law de jure cause against the person who touches you. That individual, that other human being who's taking of their own volition to go and aggressively pat you down and violate you. Because if you had touched somebody like they're touching you, you'd be arrested. You would be put in the hooscow. And I apologize for the noise. If you hear some background noise here, my neighbors are just completely obsessed with leaf blowing for some reason. It's just, I don't even know what to say anymore sometimes. But Ron Paul has come to the rescue, or attempted to come to the rescue, with an impassioned floor speech earlier this week, and he introduced some legislation, the Traveler Dignity Act, which is just in and of itself shameful we even have to have such a thing. And his speech is excellent. It's linked at my blog, thirdrailblog.com, the full text of his presentation as well. But here's what he said on the floor, House floor. He said, the bill I have introduced is very simple. It's one paragraph long. It removes the immunity from anybody in the federal government that does anything that you or I can't do. If you can't grope another person, if you can't x-ray people, if you can't take nude photographs of individuals, why do we allow the government to do it? And it's a common sense, you know, this show is called Common Sense Revisited, folks. That's such common sense. Why are we allowing the government to do something that we ourselves wouldn't be allowed to do to each other? You know, and you can take that same approach and apply it to multiple.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome back, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And be sure to support the advertisers you hear on Republic Broadcasting Network, because without their support, we wouldn't have a network to have this dialogue, to have this information shared. So be sure to visit republicbroadcasting.org. If you don't, if you can't remember the phone number or the web address of any of the advertisers you've heard, and typically there is a link at the website as well for all the advertisers. So we appreciate all their support. And we've got Hal from Illinois on the line. And but before we jump to Hal, I want to finish off a thought about the this TSA stuff out there. I mean, we have to ask ourselves, folks, what's next? If we lay down for what's happening in our airports, are they going to have these machines in our schools? Are they going to have these machines at our other public gathering places like a shopping center? Are you going to, you know, are they going to have more? Is this going to be like more TSA agents everywhere to do an aggressive pat down at your school if your kid wants to opt out of the X-ray machine? It's upon us, folks. It is upon us. It's right now. It's right here. And this coming Thanksgiving holiday is a big travel week, and there are lots of people calling for a boycott. Now, we've talked about the power of the purse on this show many, many times. This is your chance to step up. And I believe that there's a bigger agenda about, you know, the airline industry versus trains happening, which you can talk about some other time. But there are folks that are opting out, and I think it's optoutday.com is one website out there, don'tfly.com. And I support the airline industry, but I think it's time that if the airline industry is feeling the pinch in their pocketbook because people are fed up with TSA being the middleman on our relationship with the people we're buying airline tickets from, they will finally step up like that gentleman did in Lubbock and say, go away. You people, we don't need you anymore. So you need to make your friends and family who are traveling by air this coming holiday season aware of what they're in for and being prepared to get up off their knees and say, no, no, thank you. We're not going to participate in this anymore. Hal, are you with me?
There we go. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Greetings.
Greetings.
What's on your mind?
Interesting phone call. Kennedy, that's what's on my mind.
Okay.
President Kennedy was famous for saying what?
Ask what you can do for your country, not your country can do for you.
Exactly. Where's he at now?
Yeah, 6 feet under.
That's right. What'd they tell us? They don't want us to do anything for ourselves. They want to control it all. That's what it tells us.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked about the book. They own it all, including you, you know, the toxic currency.
Yep. And you got a nice scenario you and I talked about earlier in the week about the boy that put the brick through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the proper way to handle it? And boy, you hit some things home that people should understand. It's the cause. You got to fix the cause. Otherwise, you're going to continue ending up with the same results.
Mm-hmm.
What's the cause?
Well, with this guy, why he threw bricks through windows, you mean?
No, what's our cause in this country? Our cause is to be able to exercise our freedom and liberty.
Okay.
In order to do that, we got to, like you said, stand up. It's pretty simple. Keep it simple, stupid. We talked about that this week, too.
Some of the folks that are out there, many people are working hard to re-inhabit a republic, a true republic, if you will, all right? This network has beat it up many times, backwards and forward. There's detractors, there's supporters. It's the Tim Turner effort, you know, who's the provisional president of the Republic of the United States of America. And there's folks who convened in Utah a week ago today, I believe, is when it was. And there's a link at my blog, thirdrailblog.com, to Mr. Turner's address. I watched it live last week for 2 hours. They did a great job of getting it out on the web. And it was a fascinating insight into Mr. Turner's mind and what he's up to and where his vision is taking folks. One of the things that I found really interesting, and I encourage people to watch that address. I know it's long, but it's important. And whether you agree with all of it or not, which I don't, there's some things I have some issues with, but it is an effort that has merit and honor, in my opinion, what they're up to. And the gentleman from Arizona stepped up and explained what happened in Arizona recently. And I'm still trying, if anybody's listening in Arizona and can verify this, please call in, 800-313-9443. And that is that a de jure grand jury convened in Arizona to look at the evidence of a foreclosure that was going to happen on a person's house and home and property. And they made a presentment, a bill that wanted to put a stay on it, and they sent it up the ladder to Nathan Peachey, who is the provisional attorney general for the Republic of the United States of America, and he returned it back with an injunction on forcible entry and retainer. And what they shared with us on camera in Utah was that and I'm out of school here, folks, so I'm not as studious as I need to be. The corpus, something secundivus, and Title 38A, Chapter 9, says that whenever a de jure grand jury is in place, the de facto grand jury is no longer in place. The end result of this effort, of these people standing up on their own volition in common law, was that they brought that injunction to the sheriff in that county, according to this guy on camera. Now, I have not verified this yet. I don't even know which county it is. So if there's anybody in Arizona, please tune in here and chime in. And that sheriff said, you know what, this documentation's all in order. I'm going to honor this injunction, and I'm not going to forcibly remove and detain this person out of their home. So they saved the guy's foreclosure, and we could go on and on about how fraudulent the banks are. But that gave me hope, to use a bastardized term, Hal, that this is how we can actually stand up and do it ourselves.
Well, yeah, it's part of the scales coming off. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, this Tim Turner in the group that started it, I mean, they started from the bottom and they worked their way to a top, and they become leaders of a group of people and individuals that want to stand up and get our country back into its original republic, form of republic. Didn't exist. It was bypassed. Start telling where it was bypassed, but it was definitely covered up and bypassed. We're operating in a total corporatism. They're making up rules. It's not really rule of law, it's law of rules. And they change them as we go. We're manipulated. We have no reason, even the corporations aren't investing in anything, is because they know the rules can change tomorrow. They play with the economies, they salt that, and we're all adhered to it. I mean, by adhesion, we are in adhesion.
What do you mean by adhesion?
Well, contracts that we've entered into voluntarily without full disclosure, which actually is fraud because we didn't have full disclosure, so it's really not a valid contract.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that was done behind closed doors or was done without our knowledge and put us individually into it as a group without a full disclosure to us would actually be fraud. Where do you get remedy, though, or relief? I mean, you go to their courts.
Mm-hmm.
And you get no relief there because they only rule on the facts, even if the facts are a lie. The truth doesn't come out, only the facts come out. Well, a lie can be truth, too. But if you can't get something in, is that full disclosure? Great point you made about the grand juries. Where's the grand juries at? You hear about them, but you don't know any of them. If you're a congressman, you can't get a hold of them. You get a hold of an assistant like this guy did. He says, well, I never heard about this law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why should he? Because they don't have to. They're not government. They're corporations operating with their own set of rules. They've been given permission to operate and make their own rules and laws.
Well, you're getting to the point that I was trying to make, because no matter what we're dealing with, it always comes down to enforcement. What's that?
Enforcement or sanction.
Well, but I mean, to cut to the quick, I mean, for instance, this new bill, this it's called S-510, the Food Modernization and Safety Act, all right? This is going to impact small family farms, independent growers, backyard gardeners, people who barter and trade food with each other, farmers markets in a huge way if it goes through as is. And I called Senator Grassley's office, you know, and tried to weigh in there. And I got somebody finally on the phone who knew what was going on about this potential, this bill being pushed forward. And in a nutshell, I got her to go on the record and say that if it was voted on today, Senator Grassley would vote yes in support of it. And it includes adopting the Codex Amelioris. I'm pronouncing the Latin term wrong, but that's the international standards for food supplements and nutritional supplements, which is going to make it, like, essentially illegal to, like, buy echinacea off the shelf without a prescription, all right? And there's even other more dastardly things involved in this thing. That's coming down the pike. And, we just had an election. Grassley just got a 6-year pass in the criminal corporate, you know, world there. And so why would he do anything but support this? We know what we bought. We bought damaged goods in Senator Grassley. We know this. So we've given it, you know, I gave it the college try. I tried to call his office just like I did during the TARP bailout. It doesn't matter, folks. These people are criminals. So at the end of the day, what can you do? Well, guess what? You can have a local sheriff in your county that says, you know what? I don't really think that that is constitutional, and I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution. And if you want to grow pumpkins and corn and whatever, you know, flowers, whatever you want in your backyard, and you want to trade them, I'm not going to let the FDA or the feds come in here and take away your property. Maybe I'm looking at it too simplified, Hal.
Well, we got two constitutions. We got the original organic one, and then we got the one that's corporate. And they're operating under that corporate status. I mean, look what this 501Cs have done to us. If you don't take the grants, you can't survive. You don't take the subsidy, you can't survive. You don't take the welfare, you're out of the system, because that's all we're going to deal with anymore is welfare. We don't care if you work or not. We need consumers. We need people to move the product. We got to have something that we can tax along the way. That's all it's about.
But many of us are very good at explaining what it's about and, you know, identifying the problem. But I'm trying to get, I mean, I strive, and it's not an easy thing to do. What's the solution?
Well, there's only a couple. We've talked about this before. I mean, you're either going to go back to the original organic constitution and the republic and operate under the honor of that, or you're going to have to sanction to get back there. And the sanctioning, you know, this is what they're building their concentration camps for and their mental houses and bigger jails, you know. Build it and they will come. I mean, that's their attitude.
What do you mean by sanction to get back to it? I don't understand.
Well, the only way you can, you know, stop purchasing. You know, when Bush, after 9/11, what did he say? Come on, people, go out and buy. If people didn't go out and purchase something, the economy folds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're talking, I see what you're saying. You're talking economic sanctions, withdrawing resources.
Yeah,
no, I agree. Hold on, Hal. We have a caller from Massachusetts. Leo is on the line.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I just got this thing about Victory Leahy's draconian food safety language defeated. Welcome to the Alliance for National Health. Supposedly they say it went through, but they said the Senate officers were deluged with your messages and the Senate leadership attacked. Leadership, listen to you. Leahy's draconian food safety bill language is defeated for now. Does this have any bearing on why it went through 75-24 or something like that?
I think what you're talking about is there was an amendment by a senator from Montana that was going to make anybody who grew food and sold food independently for less than $500,000 a year would be exempt. Is that what you're talking about?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that did get included. I haven't had enough time to drill down. There is a link at my website to opencongress.org. If you just go to opencongress.org and you search for S510, it's an extremely useful resource there. You can drill down on all the different blogs and news stories. It's both mainstream and independent is there. And you can try and, you know, parse through this. I don't trust the amendments at all, but this is, again, it's like, when did you quit beating your wife approach? You know, we're gonna move the dial way over here and be as draconian as possible. And then when enough people complain, we're gonna move the dial back to like 3/4 of it. You know, instead of just eradicating the entire subject matter and the theme. You know, we shouldn't even be having this discussion. There shouldn't be a governor on this stuff. This is ridiculous to even remotely have it. So I don't know if I answered your question, Leo.
Well, it wasn't really a question. It was just like I was trying to clarify as to how much garbage was taken out, because this is put out by www.anh-usa.org, if you want to find it somewhere.
What is it, A-N-H?
anh-usa.org.
Alliance for Natural Health, okay.
Yeah, and it says Victory Leahy draconian food safety defeated with hyphens in between each word.
Okay.
Victory Leahy draconian food safety defeated. So Leahy, the socialist, was the one who was bringing these draconian rules. Isn't that charming?
Oh, yeah. No, it's – and actually Senator Durbin from Illinois, from Hal's home state, is the one who put it in. And Grassley in Iowa here, the breadbasket, supporting it. I mean, it's just over the top how these people are in the ploy of the monocropping, you know, corporate interest. It's just so bad.
So does this regulate it to a point that it's not going to be as draconian as it was? I mean, does this protect both sides in this issue?
I don't know enough about it to answer it specifically, and I think since it's so fresh, we need to study it. I guess I'm oversimplifying things, Leo. My take on it is we need to quit worrying about what they're doing at us from the top down, because we can't keep up. There's no way. You cannot keep up with it. I mean, Grassley's office alone has a payroll of $2 million a year. He gets to take $2 million of our funds, our tax dollars, our sweat of our brow, and fund a bunch of people to keep all this stuff perpetuating. We can't keep up with it. So my approach, but you know, 2012 is the election here in our county. We've got to get local law enforcement, local city councils, like that guy from Lubbock, Texas, is working on. Let's have our local people put up the stake in the ground and say, "We're not. You're not getting past this. No, we don't care what you did in that 10 square miles of the District of Criminals. We don't care." And I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the de jure Republic people. Doesn't matter if it's We the People found. I mean, you need to get involved locally and get your people in your own hometown up to speed how to stop this stuff. You can't. Because somebody's going to proliferate having chickens and eggs in your town, and they're going to be like become the egg person, right? And they're going to get stopped because, oh, you didn't go through all this stuff over here with the FDA, and you didn't buy this and this from our licensed, you know, safety people, and blah blah blah. All that is going to come down the pike. This is where it's heading.
My take on the whole business of government versus freedom, total freedom, is that government is only there to protect us from certain exploiters who,
Leo, we've got to take a break.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I would direct you to republicbroadcasting.org. At their webpage, there's two links to there's links to two stories regarding S-510. One is Propaganda Alert, AP reports small farms are exempt from food safety bill. The other one is Senate votes cloture on S-510, must now be voted in 60 days. That one's from Food Freedom. and it gives a good overview. Leo, you should check that out of some context. It's a multi-pronged grab that includes everything from giving the FDA $1.6 billion to fight food smuggling, so to speak, to limiting access to food supplements, to dealing with what you can grow in your own backyard. It's just a beast, in my opinion. It's another one of these huge beasts, just like the Patriot Act. And back then, it was jammed home so hard, nobody even had time to read it, at least this time around, because people have been stepping up since then. We have been, even though it's a small percentage, that small percentage is counting for something, and we can start thwarting these things. But, if we succeed in re-inhabiting the republic, and we are from the bottom up, and we have de jure, common law representation, and common law juries convening when there are transgressions, then we have to remain vigilant as a people and become educated, or we'll just run this thing right into the ground again, like we did in the 1850s and 60s. And you can't just, freedom isn't free. You got to work at it. And I hope those that are listening are working at it in their own community, whatever little part it might be. If you're not, if you're just complaining about it, we're just sending emails around to each other and so forth, it's not really moving the dial. I don't know, Leo, did you have any closing remarks? We're at the end of our segment here.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, Leo, did you want to
say anything? Yeah, right. I think the province of government is, woefully lacking, which is basically a quality control entity rather than what they attempt to do. And this is what the real problem is. We're not getting them to just be strictly a quality. I mean, they have allowed the manufacturers of MSG to call it disodium isonate and disodium guaianate, and aspartame is now aminosweet. I mean, give me a break. Are we all idiots? That's what it is. We're treated like total idiots.
But, Leo, most people are not well-informed, and they have been dumbed down. Yes, the short answer is yes. But what Hal and I just talked about was, guess what? You don't have to buy something that has aspartame in it. Yes.
Well, this is the important thing I wanted to say. We have to thank the health czar under Reagan, Ziegler, because he made them put down what they have in the items. He was the one who forced them to...
Yeah, perhaps. But what I'm getting at is we can vote with our pocketbook. If you don't like aspartame, you don't think it's a healthy thing, don't buy it. And if none of us bought it, then they wouldn't have it. Leo, I appreciate you checking in. Call back anytime.
Okay.
All right? Hal, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left on this segment, and I want to remind people to tune in for Michael McKay's shows following this. And, Hal, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, something like maybe you can tell them by their fruits. If the fruit looks good, smells good, it seems like it appears to be good, and you eat it and it's good, guess what it is?
What is it, Al?
It's good.
Excellent.
So
watch what people do, not what they say, is how I put it.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in today, Hal. Thanks for sharing. And stay tuned, everybody, for Michael McKay, Radio Free Market. He's up next. And remember, commonsenserevisited.com.
It's true. Gold and...